Welcome in. Today we're building tape stop style transitions from scratch in Ableton Live, specifically with drum and bass in mind and specifically in a way that stays DJ friendly. Tape stops are one of those instantly understood signals. They tell the listener, something's about to change. Drop incoming, section swap, end of a phrase or a clean exit. But in DNB, if you do this sloppy, it'll mess with your low end, it'll smear your timing, and the next downbeat won't feel obvious. So we're doing it the controlled way. By the end, you'll have a reusable tape stop transition setup you can drop into basically any set, on your drums group, on a pre-master bus, or as a DJ style throw on a return track. We'll build two versions. Version A is the simple one, a vinyl break using Ableton's stock vinyl distortion device and some smart automation. Version B is a more DJ FX style tape stop, where we throw a time-bending effect in for a moment using delay on a return, then we kill it cleanly right on the grid. Before we touch devices, quick mindset check, decide who keeps time during the stop. If you tape stop the entire mix, the dance floor loses the grid for a moment. That can be sick, but it's risky if you want clean DJ-style continuity. The safer, club-proof move is, stop your tops, breaks, or music but let the kick, or at least the kick and sub, keep a straight pulse. That way it still feels dramatic, but the one is never lost. Alright, let's set up our session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, or whatever your track actually is. In arrangement view, pick a transition point. The classic one is the last one bar before the drop, or the end of a 16 or 32 bar phrase in an outro. Now group your elements in a way that makes sense. Drums group, bass group, music and FX group. And here is a workflow tip that will save you later. Don't put transition effects directly on the master. Put them on a pre-master or an FX bus. That makes it export-proof. When you're printing stems, you won't accidentally bake a tape stop into everything. So let's build version A. Create a new audio truck and name it PR Remaster. Route your groups into it. On each group, set audio to pre-master. Then on the PR Remaster track, set audio to master. Now on pre-master, add vinyl distortion. We're not here to distort. We're here for the break. Turn tracing model on. Keep pinch at 0. Keep drive low, like 0 to 1. Prackle is optional. If you use it, keep it subtle, like barely there. In DNB, too much crackle quickly turns into why is my tune suddenly lo-fi. Now hit it to show automation. Find the spin down control in vinyl distortion. That is the entire trick. This is your tape break. Let's automate it over one bar in a DNB friendly way that stays tight. At the start of the bar, spin down at 0. Let the groove breathe for a moment. Then around beat 3, start the ramp up to around 60 to 80. And late in beat 4, push it to 100, full stop. Teacher note here, don't just draw a straight ramp and call it a day. Real breaks feel like friction grabbing. So make the curve shallow at first, then steeper at the end. In Ableton, that just means add a couple extra automation points so the last quarter of the bar accelerates into the stop. It instantly feels more believable. Now, the big DNB problem. Sub-bass chaos. When you slow audio down, the low end smears and pitch dives. That can turn into a huge woof that eats headroom and makes the club limiter angry. So we protect the bottom. After vinyl distortion, at EQ8, turn on a high-pass filter with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave. Now automate that cutoff during the slowdown. Start low, like around 30 Hz, and as you approach the end of the stop, push the cutoff up into the 120 to 180 Hz range. That might sound high on paper, but remember, this is a transition moment. You're not trying to keep sub intact while the track is literally melting. You're trying to keep it clean, readable, and punchy when the drop hits. After EQ8, add utility. Automate utility gain down as the stop reaches the end. Something like -3 to -8 dB is usually enough. And if you want a full dead stop, you can fade it right down into silence. And one more tiny but important detail, avoid clicky endings. If you hard cut to silence right on a non-zero part of the waveform, you can get a click. Two easy fixes, either automate utility down a hair earlier, so it's already basically silent by the cut, or put a super short fade on the audio clip right after the stop. 5 to 20 milliseconds. You won't hear the fade, but you'll hear the absence of clicks. That's version A. Fast, reliable, and honestly perfect for beginner DNB projects. Now let's build version B, which feels more like a DJ effect throw. Instead of breaking your entire signal directly, you're going to create an effect return called tape stop and send audio into it only during the transition. That makes it super controllable, super copy-paste friendly, and you can choose exactly what elements get stopped. Create a return track named tape stop. on that return. Add devices in this order: delay, then auto filter, then optionally saturator, then utility. Make sure you're using Ableton's delay device, not echo. In delay, turn link on, turn its internal filter off. Set feedback to 0%. That's critical. We're not trying to create repeats. Set dry slash wet to 100%, because on a return you want the return to be fully wet. Set your starting delay time to something like 1/16 or 1/8. Pick whichever feels smoother with your drums. Now we automate delay time to fake the slowdown. Over 1 bar, automate the delay time stepping longer. 1/16 to 1/8 to 1/4 to 1/2 by the end of the bar. What this does is it forces the sound into larger and larger chunks, which reads like the audio is stretching and slowing down. On Amen Shops and Busy Tops, this is especially effective. But the real DJ-friendly magic is the send automation. On the track or group you want to stop off in your drums group, or your PR remaster, automate the send amount going to tape stop. Here's a clean one bar example. On beat 1, send is off. On beat 2, ramp it up to around minus 6 dB. On beat 3, push it to 0 dB, so the effect takes over. And then right before the drop hits, beat 4 heading into the next bar, slam the send back to off. That creates a throw. Your dry signal can keep going or can be muted depending on how you want it, but the stop effect becomes the featured moment, then it disappears exactly on the grid. Now let's make the landing clean. On the return's auto filter, set it to low pass mode, 24 dB slope. Automate the cutoff from bright, like 18k Hz, down to something like 2 to 5k Hz as the slowdown happens. Optional. Add touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%, just enough character, not so much that it whistles. Then on the return's utility, automate gain down to silence by the end of the bar. This is how you prevent that last stretch chunk from lingering into your drop and messing up your impact. Extra safety move. If you want DJ booth safe behavior, put a limiter at the end of your PR remaster or FX bus, not necessarily on the master. Keep it conservative. The goal is just catching weird spikes during the slowdown, not smashing your whole mix. Now, where do you place these in an actual DNB arrangement? 3 easy wins. 1. The pre-drop fakeout. Top drums and tops for 1 bar, keep the sub muted during the slowdown, then the full drop hits clean. 2. The end of 32 outro stamp. Tape stop the whole mix on bar 32, then start your DJ-friendly outro drums cleanly on the next bar. It sounds like a deliberate edit. 3. The amen switch up. Tape stop only the break layer for half a bar while the stepper's kick stays steady. You get the rewind vibe without losing the pulse. And here's a really useful arrangement trick. Keep one anchor element constant. A super quiet closed hat ticking eighth notes, or a ride swell that continues through the stop, or a tiny vocal chop that lands on the final downbeat. That anchor helps the listener and the DJ feel where the one is, even if everything else is melting. Now, quick common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. 1. Putting the tape stop on the master and forgetting it. Use PR remaster or a dedicated FX bus. 2. Not filtering the low end. Always assume slowdowns cause low frequency buildup. Automate that high pass. 3. Stopping for too long. In DNB, dead air kills momentum. Half a bar to 1 bar is the sweet spot most of the time. 4. No gain staging. Artifacts can spike. Use utility, and don't be afraid to fade. 5. Overdoing crackle and drive. Keep it tasteful. This is a club transition, not a vinyl cosplay. Now if you want one spicy variation for later, hold and release. After the stop hits its slowest point, add beat repeat for just the final beat. Make it a tight stutter, then hard cut into the drop, but only for a moment, and automate device on so it's not permanently active. Last thing, know when to resample. If you're doing multiple stops across a DJ edit, resample the transition to audio. It'll play back exactly the same every time. You can nudge it for perfect timing, and you're not gambling on real-time modulation when you export. Alright, mini practice exercise. Load a basic DNB loop, kick, snare, hats, and a simple reese. Put version on pre-master. Create 3 tape stops, a half bar before a drop, a 1 bar at the end of 16 bars, and a 2-beat micro stop for a switch up. For each one, automate spin down, automate the EQ8 high pass up during the slow, and automate utility gain down into silence. Then render and listen back at low volume. Low volume is the truth test. Ask yourself, does the transition still read clearly? Any low-end woof? Any clipping? Does the next downbeat feel completely obvious? Recap. Tape stops in DNB need to be tight, controlled, and low-end safe. Version with vinyl distortion is the fastest reliable method. Version B with a delay throw on a return is more like DJFX, and it's incredibly flexible. In both cases, manage filtering, manage fades, and keep your placement to a half bar or one bar unless you're intentionally breaking momentum. If you tell me your style liquid, jump up, neuro, jungle, and whether you want the stop on drums only or the full mix, I can suggest an exact bar-by-bar placement and an automation curve that matches your groove.